I'm gonna make this pencil disappear.
You're listening to one of the biggest morons.
The power of Christ compelled you!
It's on podcast because it will never be on terrestrial or satellite radio.
This is great. Now I can say thank you, son of a bitch, and the dog is big and black. I'm becoming a world citizen.
Awesome casting semi-live at Studio D. Chevalier in semi-attractive Security, Colorado. It is the Son of Cheese half-hour power hour. And now, along with the ensemble cast, here Colin Burton from FizzlingPop.com and Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. With the Son of Cheese half hour power hour.
Both you boys need serious help.
It's the Son of Cheese half hour power hour special edition 3. Edition of actually being back and doing it 3. And I'm Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. I always have to be here because
it's your show.
It's my show. Colin Burton from FizzlingPop.com. You've only pushed out a couple times, and I think one time you were mad at me.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean show-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you did the Colin Bot thing.
I did the Colin Bot, which was fun. Yeah, we'll get into that here in a second. I was going to do an AJ Bot when I was doing the show because he never said anything. Heather Knight, my sister from Matted Spam.
Hola.
Justin Carmichael, Jew Wario, the Scottish Jew who everybody in Japan wants to have his baby.
I wouldn't go that far, dude. I'm not that big.
You're gonna father so many little Japanese babies out of this video thing you do. It's insane, man. And we have the celebrity
you'll be
interview
afraid of
we
them
had
all.
On the last show. Yeah, you'll father them and then you'll run in fear. Jason Ozant from Red Rum Radio is joining us for another show.
Hello, you can't get rid of me.
And, you know, and that's just fine.
It is.
Because the more, the merrier. Yeah, more people on the pod means more fun. More voices in the room is great. And like you said, there's a certain magic to people just sitting around and bullshitting.
I love it.
Yeah. If I could mic something, you know, I have so many conversations in my daily life that I just want to mic.
Especially with your mom.
Oh my God. You know, my mom is easily the funniest person I know. I mean, I tell everybody that you're the funniest person I know.
But you lie.
It's a kind of a lie. It is a lie because my mom is the funniest unintentional.
You think I do this on purpose?
Yes, I think you're funny on purpose. You intend to be funny, and when you intend to be funny, you are funny. Okay. But when my mom's funny, she doesn't know why. She doesn't know why we cannot all breathe because we're laughing so hard.
Penis, penis, penis.
Penis, penis,
yes!
Penis. My mother is afraid of the word penis, and she's afraid of the middle finger. If you give her the middle finger, she will cringe. If you say penis, she will cringe. Now, if you give her a double deuce and say penis, 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 she might have a stroke right in front of her. And I don't know why that brings me such joy, but it does. And
it's evil.
And so what I like to do is do this, because it's for the kids who are listening, it's the ring finger. And then she panics and then she's like, wait, and then follow it up with a real one. It's just like sucker in and bam. It's like a sucker punch.
Son of the year.
I know, right? Well, I'm also parent of the year. I mean, I haven't told you how many times I've had Max watch Bolt while I'm trying to work.
Doggy Bolt.
Bolt.
That's so all right.
Like, hey, let's watch Bolt five times.
My son always wanted to watch Beethoven. So,
yeah.
So, have you ever seen it?
No.
The dog?
No, luckily, no.
It was out of style before.
Yeah, way out of style. I mean, there's a lot of things that Max wants to watch that I hate, like the Backyardigans, which is okay. But
you really hate the
they're
Backyardigans?
Not bad. They're
gets
not
on,
bad.
Oh, it so gets on my nerves. It's just...
It's better than Barney.
Yeah.
It's better than Barney. You
so
got it.
How old are your kids, Jason?
13, 10, and 8.
Okay, so they're actually old enough that the stuff they like is maybe not as annoying. Now
it's definitely getting exponentially better.
Yeah,
but and I usually tend to enjoy a lot of the stuff they want because it's usually stuff like lately it was Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Sure. Yeah, good yeah. Movie.
Good movie until you've seen it the 15th time.
Yeah, it's that repetition that age, the brains
yeah,
of that
they love
age
the repetition.
Love repetition. And well, and that's the best thing is Max will watch Bolt every time you put it on. So it's unfortunately my go-to when I'm parent of the year. yeah, let's watch Doggy Bolt again or Backyardigans. Luckily, he likes Phineas and Ferb. And have you seen Phineas and Ferb?
Of course.
Yeah. He loves Phineas and Ferb. So that helps because that's something that I can actually sit and enjoy as well.
That is
and
a funny cartoon.
Yeah. If we have anything, if I could have anything in common with my 2-year-old, then thank God it's something else.
Because everything else, yeah,
thank God it's Phineas and Ferb. We were talking off the air, and then we're like, hey, wait, we should have this conversation on the air about how you, Heather, were a radio disc jockey for a number of years.
Yes.
And you actually went to school for broadcasting, even though, as I alluded to in the first comeback show, you never finished. Or was that the second show? I can't remember.
Either I'm not even sure if it was between shows.
No, it was on a show. I was berating her on a show. Had to be the second show.
Right.
So yeah. You didn't complete your degree, but you did work as a radio disc jockey for years.
Indeed.
And then you got burnt out and went back to Fargo's.
I know. <That's>
which tells you exactly how much money a radio DJ makes in this town.
Yeah, it was a raise.
That you were actually able to go to Fargo's and make more money. Mm-hmm. Then you actually got me hired as not even as a DJ.
Just a board up.
Just a board up. See, this was, and I'm going to look at Jason now and say this was back at when there were few live shows and everything was board upped around the clock. And Heather got me hired and had to train me. And one of the things she's, what is everybody looking at with such?
The lamp.
The lamp,
there was
Max behind the curtain and the lamp.
Dangerously.
I have my back to all the peril that my 2-year-old's in. Good to know. When Heather was training me on to run the station, she pointed at the microphone and she said, that's the microphone. Don't worry about it. You'll never have to use it. And I took that as like a challenge. I was like, fuck yeah, I will have to use it. But I wouldn't have. And I just finally eventually talked the program director into letting me go live. And as luck would have it, the consultant shifted his thinking because consultants are just dicks. And said, every air shift needs to be live, but we shouldn't have to pay any more for it. So the board ops that you're paying $4.25 an hour need to go on air, which was great for me. Because it's what I wanted to do anyway. And so it was just like being thrown to the wolves. Go, do it. And we had other board ops like Scott Haft, God rest his soul, who was just not cut out for radio.
Troy
had gone to school for broadcasting, right?
Right.
And he had, actually, wait, let me find Troy's voice on this thing.
Oh, God.
I'm so not letting him listen to this episode.
My name is Troy the Night Owl. Hello, this is Night Owl on Oldies 92.9.
Oh,
yeah, he had the deepest voice, but he had this just lisp that was just so pronounced. And it was, it was something. We won't get into that so much. But let me see if I can find, here's Scott Haft.
Scott Haft on Oldies 92.9. Hey, you stupid wolf.
He was, he had quite the, not necessarily the classic radio voice that, we worked with some real winners. Scott McKay.
Yeah.
Last time I saw Scott McKay, he had recently been in a fight and had lost a few teeth. And he was working as a, as a waiter at Chi Chi's.
Yeah, I remember that he was a waiter.
Yeah, we worked with some real winners, but, it was great. It was good times. But the day I was hired, and we've already gone over this, and this is not a surprise to anybody in the room. The day I was hired, who was that? He ended up working at Kilo or KKFM.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. He was a real tall guy. That was like a,
he was a bouncer or whatever in his spare time. But he got pissed because he saw my very thin resume and he quit.
Yep.
Because they hired me. And what was his excuse? That he had gone to school for this shit?
He had gone to school for this and it wasn't right that Randy would hire someone with absolutely no experience who didn't go to school when he had all this experience sitting behind him.
Nepotism. It was pure and simple. It was nepotism. Yeah. You got me a job.
Yeah.
Because of you getting me that job, we are sitting here in front of these stupid microphones today. So this is all your fault. I hope you're happy.
I am happy. You're welcome.
Yeah. It's funny. We probably should have come up with a theme or something to talk about on the show before we started it.
Well, way to go.
I know. But you were talking about movies on last week's show.
Yeah.
So why don't we just continue that theme? I mean, everybody's got favorite movies.
Yeah.
And so why don't you tell listener your go-to, your favorite movie? If you want to do like a top 5, top 10, what's like your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, gosh, they're all over the place. Yeah. Some of the ones I mentioned on the show were like Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely a staple there. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, yeah. And, snakes, why did it have to be snakes?
And this one, along with the metal, this is Spinal Tap.
You know,
the best mockumentary ever made.
You know, and I hear such good things, and it's on my list, and I've never seen it.
Good God,
I know, man. I know, I quote
worthless.
It. I quote it, and I've never seen it. There's a lot of movies that I quote because I've, like, seen clips, but I've never actually seen the damn movie.
You don't have a job. I don't have a job. I'm going to Netflix that this week, and we're going to I'm going to plan to come by and pop that in.
Do it.
And we will watch it together.
That's
fine. I will
fine.
Force you to watch it.
Well, you don't even have to force me. You don't have to hold me down.
Oh, my God.
The things that you do. So, okay, this is Spinal Tap. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had also been talking about movies that you hated.
Oh, God, yeah.
So what are the worst movies that you've actually sat through?
Well, it came up over and over again. Titanic.
Yes, you didn't like again. Titanic?
I didn't.
It was so visually stunning, though. I mean, they went to the trouble of actually building the boat.
Yeah,
they built a boat.
Well, it was like Star Trek, the latest Star Trek. Visually pleasing, exciting, you know, to watch. Storyline, nothing.
So was it that flat. Whole, was it the love story that you didn't appreciate, or was it just the whole thing?
It had to be the love story, because I think there was no surprise when we all went to go see that movie.
Well, the boat does sink. The ship does sink.
It's lifted away by aliens.
Yeah. I do like movies with revisionist history. I mean, if the boat didn't sink, then it would have been maybe a better movie. But I think it was wonderful. I mean, especially the sinking scene that took so long.
Yeah.
I mean, you get a real, I don't know. I the first time I saw it in the theater, I, you know, had this real, like, horrible feeling in the pit of my stomach, which is just fear. When, you know, during the sinking, during that long, extended, horrible. But then again, I'm also afraid. I have this irrational fear of drowning, which is probably why I live so far inland.
See, and I can see that, too, because James Cameron magically did make you feel the anxiety of all the people on the boat. But
yeah.
You know, just, but the story really was, in my opinion, centered around that love story, which...
You're not a sentimental guy?
To me, was... No, actually, you'd be a little surprised at some of the...
House happy.
Let's get your wife on the phone.
Oh, Lord.
Valentine's Day is coming up. What's he done for you in the past?
He watches every Matthew McConaughey movie ever made.
But does he cry? Wait.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait.
Like we have a choice.
You have a choice. You could start talking.
I could start talking. Look at you just fiddling with that thing and just missing every time.
Hi, Jason. This is... What is your wife's name, Felicia?
Oh, Jesus.
Hi, Jason. This is Felicia. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you
going
to tell him that you cry, baby, when you watch movies?
Honey, we agree we wouldn't share this.
I really like that. And then about you, that's why I'm still with you, because you cry.
I love this thing.
It's awesome. I totally want one just to play with.
Everybody should have one.
And then when Jordan walks in the door from school, it'll scare the crap out of him. It'd be awesome.
It is be awesome. It's beyond awesome. Okay, so any other movies that you absolutely hated?
I'm trying to remember now. There's a lot.
You're so full of hate.
Yes. So many movies suck.
Well, you pay $10 to see a movie and you have to leave in the middle of it because it's just so painful.
What, have you left in the middle of movies before?
There have been a few, yes.
Wow. Which one?
Most recently was probably... what was that? It's escaping me right now. Come back to that.
Yeah.
Well, because it's how about you, Colin? What?
No, actually, I mean.
Before we start, we should really qualify this. How many DVDs do you own?
I don't know.
DVDs and walking out of a movie.
No,
or two
but he
things.
Has seen like so many movies.
I know. I can't even tell you my top.
His labyrinthian brain might not even be able to find in the filing system of all these movies.
No, tried to catalog it several times and just give up. Yeah. It's just too many.
It's gotten to the point where I went to Entertainment the other day and found The Mummy Returns for $2 and didn't know if I should buy it because I didn't
know
if
I had it. You can't remember if you have it.
And there's been times where I bought movies that I already own.
I have two copies of The Ice Harvest.
And now for you, that's sad. You've got like 10 movies.
No. I have drawers full. I have tons of movies.
Quite a few. I was surprised.
Okay. That must have changed.
Did you bring back?
It used to be all on one shelf.
You're not done.
I'm not done.
No, we're still watching
only watched Manhattan Melodrama.
All right. Manhattan Melodrama, another great movie.
Ugh, awesome movie.
So, Colin, favorite movies of all time? And I think we did this show.
I would have to say we did. We're rehashing, but
there's more movies now because, you know.
But I don't think my list has really changed much. I mean, my go-to movies are probably like Breakfast Club and Highlander because I was a teenager then. I was working at the theaters then.
Yeah.
Those were the movies that I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's more about the time in your life. It brings you back to a time when you may have been slightly happy. I'm just qualifying that because
actually,
I was
pretty fucking miserable then too.
So, but there was so much.
It was the time before I went into the Air Force.
Well, yeah, because at the time there was potential that it could get better. Now you know that your window is closed.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to squeeze through a little bit. I'm trying to learn some new shit, so I won't necessarily be trapped.
Yeah, least favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to think about that.
Okay, you think?
Well, Elves was horrible,
Elves
but we've
bad.
Already.
But see, we watched Elves intentionally. Elves,
and that's the other thing
Elves?
Is all.
Elves?
Elves.
Plural.
There
elves.
Is,
it's important. The plural
elves
is
plural.
Important.
Now, in fact, well, the best part is, see, we had the star of Elves on this program. His name is Chris Graham. He now works picking up cigarette butts and sweeping a parking lot. There were four of the four worst movies ever made were made right here in Colorado Springs by people we've worked with.
Yes.
At Windstar Studios. They are... Cyber Chick, which started out as Robo Chick, then they got sued by the makers of RoboCop and had to change the name to Cyber Chick. Sadly, the best of the four, because it was almost funny. It has one of the guys from Firesign Theater in it, but it has three different Cyber Chicks because two of them walked off the set.
And one of them took the costume.
And one of them took the costume. They had to sue her to get it back. A movie called Laser Moon with Tracy Lords, which, holy shit, the worst movie ever. So bad that at one point in the movie... She just kind of stares straight ahead and said, "This movie sucks."
And they didn't edit
and
it
they
out.
And they left it in.
Yeah, they had to fill time.
Yeah. There was Alien Seed with Eric Estrada. And this is before his career kind of had this resurgence where he's kind of like Hasselhoff and Adam West kind of making fun of himself. This is when it was post-Chips, and he was really desperately looking for work. Now, that movie's been featured on USA Network a couple times. And then Elves. With Dan Haggerty. The sad thing about Elves is there's really only one elf. And it's
not
the worst little prop ever. It was supposed to be animatronic and it wasn't.
Moves on a stick.
Yeah, he grabs things like a palsy victim. Because his little rubber hands
and you're supposed to be afraid of him.
Yeah, and
so this is a horror movie?
It's
the
Christmas horror movie. But it does contain the line. The classic line that I should look up. But right. So you've seen Elves and Elves does suck, but we watched Elves intentionally, so that doesn't count. So come up with something better. But we'll come
See, but
back
that's
to
just
you.
It. Okay. Well,
we'll come back to you. So you have time to think. You.
Yes.
Go.
Okay.
Favorite movies of all time.
Favorite
Welcome
of all
to
time.
Favorite movies of all time. Go.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Always number one.
But we watched that so many times in that summer.
It's still, I know, we saw it 19 times in the theater, but Murder by Death. I can't ever
love Murder by Death.
Yeah. Get enough of Murder by Death.
What did my wife say after we watched it?
That it was stupid.
That it was a waste. She couldn't have those 2 hours back. And was I supposed to enjoy that?
That's right. Was I supposed to do that? Oh my God. Because we watched it last week. Yeah. And I was like, I don't understand how Squatchy didn't love this. It's just funny. And sad, Titanic is one of my favorite movies. Sorry.
Sorry.
but just, I've got so many. That I watch. I mean, I think the worst one I've ever seen, I'm not going to count Elves, like you said, we watched it intentionally, was Rollerball.
Rollerball.
Yeah.
Hmm. Rollerball's a good movie.
I couldn't even get through it. I think I stopped it halfway.
Okay, actually, yeah. That Jekyll and Hyde movie that we
Oh, with Adam
bought.
Baldwin? That
yeah,
wasn't that
She's on a
bad.
Adam Baldwin kick because of his acting in Firefly and everything, and now he's in Chuck. But she was buying every movie she could find that had Adam Baldwin in it, and there's Jekyll and Hyde was horrible.
It was pretty bad.
Horrible.
It was.
Horrible. It's one of those things like they named it, they just picked the name out of the air. It had nothing to do with the movie, really. Because it wasn't about Jekyll and Hyde. So,
no,
yes,
there was
that's
well, there was
the
something
worst
he
movie
was taking
watched.
That was making him mean or something, right?
I think I blocked it out.
Did
we even finish it?
We finished it, but all I remember about it was at the beginning he had long hair and then he didn't.
Wasn't there another one that we watched and then we did stop it halfway?
No.
Oh,
I never
30
stopped.
Dates. Or no, what was that? Adam
50 First Dates.
50 First Dates, was that it?
Something like that, yeah, with Drew Barrymore. We didn't finish that one.
Oh, and Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, yeah. Yeah. So that's a really bad one too. So what about you, Justin?
I don't have favorites.
You have no favorites.
He doesn't like to play favorites
equal
because
in your eyes.
I either like a movie or I hate a movie. But I
everything's so black and white with you. Why is it got to be always with color with you?
Because hey, back off.
Yeah.
No, I just I like movies. I stop. Yeah, I'm not going to listen to you. Go away, Satan.
Go away, Satan. I don't listen.
Get thee
to you.
Behind me.
Get thee behind me.
You know that you would think that wouldn't be a great place to put Satan. It's behind you.
Why?
No, because can you trust him? No. He's like liable to stab you in the back.
Yeah.
With a pork sword.
Or be ready when you drop the soap.
Yeah, probably. Okay, Justin, I interrupted you.
Yeah, no, I don't have a favorite. I think it's kind of a
really
loaded thing. Cause
so there's no movie that you could see yourself comfortably watching more than once, say, in a week?
No.
Really?
No, because then it'd get
Princess
old.
Mononoke, nothing?
No. Actually, I haven't seen Princess Mononoke, actually.
You've never seen that?
Like how no. We put the little subtle accent on the
I know,
end?
Like, I know.
He's better than you?
He is better
he's
than
like,
you.
He's like, I am...
Oh, you mean Princess Mononoke?
Mononoke.
That's why he's big in Japan.
That's why I'm big in Japan. Yeah.
It's like those people that
actually the Japanese do actually make fun of me, my accent.
Oh,
sometimes.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
He's pretty good, but well, I don't know.
That reminds me of people who will talk all normal and then they'll say something like Barcelona. It's like, dude, just say Barcelona, all right? Or say use that stupid accent the whole time.
Hey, would you like to go get a taco?
A taco? A taco de burrito?
But no, I can name off things that I've been watching a lot of BBC series lately with the Netflix. God, I love the Netflix. We got actually Jekyll and Hyde. They had a six part miniseries called Jekyll. Mm. That was amazing and fantastic and spectacular. Been watching the IT Crowd, which is kind of like the British the British version of Big Bang Theory, almost. With nerd humor, yeah. Oh god, it's still funny.
You were telling me about about that on the way up to Geek Bowl.
Yeah,
I think
I'm really liking that. Yeah. And just recently, the British version of Life on Mars. God, what a great show! What a great show! And they screwed up the American version so bad.
I didn't even realize there was an American version.
Yeah, they messed it up.
They usually do that though.
But see, sometimes they let them continue going on with the main idea, and that's why The Office works here in America, because they just said, "Oh, that's what the British do," and they didn't change it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm booing The Office. I don't like it.
I actually didn't like the British one.
Really?
But once again,
you both suck.
I don't like uncomfortable humor.
No, that's right. I forget you.
And
right.
It's all
so
about that.
It is.
Let's delve into
it's
that.
All
let's
about
delve
that.
Into your psyche. Oh, do Jesus you empathize Christ. With the people? Is that the deal? Do you not like to feel uncomfortable or make
I don't
other
like to
feel
uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable?
The person talking. You know, even while they're getting chastised or something, you're just like, oh, God, boy, can I go into the other room or something? You know, I just don't want to be here. It just makes me, I just don't.
So you're
like
not a fan of
that.
Curb Your Enthusiasm then, I'll bet.
You know, and I've never watched it.
Don't.
Once
it'll,
again.
It'll kill you. It'll kill you. Yeah. You'll have a stroke. I've never watched
you'll
it.
You'll curl up into a little ball and never come out.
That's pretty much what happened to me when I watched it. I watched like two episodes and went, I can't do this anymore. It's freaking me out. I just feel so bad.
And I love it. That type of stuff just amuses them.
But you're dry, and you are totally,
you're
totally an Anglophile. You love everything.
Maybe not as much as I used to be.
Yeah, but you still love Britain.
I do. Yeah, I'd like to go back.
It was the best time of your life.
No, but it'd been better if I wasn't in the Air Force, but I did like it there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you figured out what... Did we finish with you?
No. He was supposed to come up with his...
I was supposed to come up with some that I hated.
Yeah, okay. Something that he's walked out on.
Something you walked out on.
Let's do a favor to Colin and let him think some more. And have you come up with any?
I did.
Oh, good. Go.
I actually walked out on, and I might catch flack for this, the Tim Burton's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Really?
She's giving me a look.
Now why?
Well, okay. I'll tell you what. Wait, stop. Hold on.
Hold on. Wait.
So you two just go at it.
There's
obviously some tension already because you're giving me a look like, why did you invite this guy?
Oh, no. I literally looked at him. I swear.
But no. What now?
Because
now,
every movie that he says he hates,
I know,
you
isn't
love.
That sad?
So I want to find out
that's
what
really
the problem.
Sad.
What's the difference in your brains? I mean, obviously, A, you're a girl. You're
right.
Not.
Right.
I hope not. Like,
surprise to your wife.
And those kids.
There's some things you don't know.
Yeah. She's just a beard.
Those kids, we found them.
Yeah, they're Haitians. Haitians.
I'll be honest. I may not have given the movie a fair shot, but I'm kind of a purist when I think Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
You think Gene Wilder?
You think Gene Wilder version way back
but
then.
You know.
And I'm sorry, Deep Roy, as all the Oompa Loompas, scared the crap out of me. Talk about irrational fears. That's...
But you know what's kind of cool, though, is have you ever read the book?
I have not.
Tim Burton followed the book a lot closer than the original.
He claims he didn't even watch the first
movie. That's what he claims. I don't see how that's possible, but...
No.
Well, Derek's never seen the book.
Well, actually, kind of.
Oh, there's a lot of things. I will never see Avatar, ever, in my life. I will not watch Big Blue Cat People. Not going to watch Avatar. Not going to do it.
Your loss.
No. I'm just not going to. Yes. I'm going to be that one person who is not going to do it.
See that?
I'm there.
Solidarity.
It was a good movie. But
okay. So you hated the new Willy Wonka.
I didn't give it the full chance. Maybe by the end of the movie, it redeemed itself.
Well, the one thing I took exception
had to walk away
on that movie was his deal with his dad and his, because that wasn't in the book either.
And this is all spoiler because I've never seen it.
Yeah. Well, not so much spoiler, but
spoiler.
And the fact that he really reminded me of Michael Jackson a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That did.
But otherwise, I thought it was one of my favorite actors ever.
I mean, everything else I've seen him, I think he's brilliant. But
are you looking forward to this Alice in Wonderland?
He looks a lot like Madonna in that. Really? They could have just hired Madonna and spray painted
Madonna and Marilyn Manson had a love child. There it is.
Yeah, it's this freaky.
And Marilyn Manson's actually pissed off that he wasn't able to be in Willy Wonka or in the Alice in Wonderland.
No kidding.
He was one. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, he needs a better agent then.
Yeah. No, needs an inn. It's interesting to hear about when people walk out of the movies. When did you stand up and go, I can't take this anymore?
What was the last straw?
For me,
I know we're getting way specific.
I've only walked out of two movies, and the one that I did was Saving Private Ryan. When the guy picked up his arm, I stood up and said, I don't want this. This is not the kind of movie that I want to see, and I walked out. When was the time for
Hold on.
Play his theme.
This song is just for you. Now you sit here in my lap while we sing. I love little pussy. Her coat is so warm. And if I don't hurt her, she'll do me.
Okay, so... Images of violence are your...
I like to be entertained when I go see a movie. I want to escape. I don't want to see a guy hanging up his fucking arm.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
When did you stand up?
You just keep playing your little video
games.
Would
you just not do any more? Why couldn't that be...
I got that just for you.
Funny story, actually. Behind
Duck Hunt? Good. Well, there's we'll a cover
guy,
that later.
There's a guy who goes to auctions, buys these beautiful pictures that somebody has done of a landscape near a lake or something, and he'll paint in the little dog
from Duck Hunt
and a couple of ducks in the background. he'll resell them.
Nice. So,
anyways, you stood up.
I can't say verbatim, but it was somewhere around the part where the squirrels are sorting the nuts and that stupid line, don't touch that squirrel's nuts. I was like,
that was it. That was the point.
You're laughing. I'm assuming you found that to be riotous.
Not the nuts.
A regular panic.
But just, Daddy, I want a squirrel. That always cracks me.
Wait. Say it again.
Daddy, I want a squirrel.
It's
I'm not doing it again. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're gonna have to. Hold on, stop. I'll cue. There. Okay, go.
Daddy, I want a squirrel.
Edit out everything.
Oh no! There's no more editing out. This is organic, dude.
Yep.
So it's funny that we've actually found, like, your. Bizarro.
Like
everything he loves, you hate, and everything
she loves, he hates. Girl.
Yeah, but
it's Twilight. Twilight, all the guys say, wow, I hate Twilight. You know why? Because it was written for girls.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
all the
Twilight.
Girls who give the book
said that because of the war.
No,
yeah, right.
She can't write worth shit. She can't. The woman can't write. And so when I say that the movie was better than the books, yeah. That's
not saying much. That's not like saying what's the coldest much. Day in July in Death Valley. It's damning with faint praise.
Exactly. It's really bad. She wrote the books for girls. And that's why I liked it, Jesus Christ.
Whatever.
Yeah. My aunt, that's a long story. but she wrote it for girls. Titanic was made for girls. Come on. It was made for girls.
There was a boat.
Yeah.
Ship. It's a ship.
You know, the thing is, and here...
Because like he said, it was all romance.
We haven't covered anything on me because I've been very cagey in letting everybody talk. One of the reasons I like Titanic was because when I was a very little kid, I was obsessed with the Titanic. I researched it. I tried to find everything about it. I could knew everything about it. I mean,
how long did it take to sink?
A long time.
So you said that was a kid. That was a while ago.
I mean, we're talking like first grade when I was just so freaking obsessed with the Titanic. And so seeing it on that grand stage with the set that, you know, they actually built the 3/4 size ship for the movie, which I just thought was phenomenal. It was visually stunning. It made me feel like I was on the ship. Mm-hmm. And I liked it for that reason. The love story that you hated so much was secondary to me. But you did get to see her boobies. And, you had to appreciate that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If there's any merit to
any
that.
Any redeeming thing. Quality.
Kate Winslet's tatas, yeah.
Was it actually hers, or were they stand-ins?
You can call them whatever you want.
Are they hers?
Was that a body double?
No, she says it was hers. Her.
Yeah. Oh.
She would know.
Apparently you're the resident expert on naked Kate Winslet.
Apparently.
Right. Hey, that nipple's wrong. That's not her.
Oh, that one's a little higher and a little brown.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. So yeah. So I didn't
now
mind
we got
Titanic.
Now, about nipples.
Will I sit and watch Titanic over and over? No, I won't. But I didn't hate it as much as you did. Which is not saying, not bad. I'm not impugning your choice.
No,
this is
I know.
Your choice.
to each their own. You know, yeah. That's real. I wouldn't even say that's like my top worst movie ever. I would.
That's a popular choice to hate, right?
Yeah. And the one that's absolutely my number one is one that I don't think a lot of people actually saw. I abhor this movie. It should have been burned. This is another one. This one I actually did sit through to the end.
And you regret
it on video. Absolutely. It was 2 hours I couldn't get back. And that was The English Patient.
Never seen it.
No, I haven't seen it.
Is that a movie you've seen?
I have seen it.
What'd you think?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I remember thinking, well, I probably won't ever watch it again. But I didn't hate it. I don't think I hated it. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't watch it again.
There's got to be a certain redeeming quality in the movies to the characters that you're writing the movie
about.
Sure,
you got
to
care about them.
And this character, you want him dead within the first 10 minutes of the movie.
And not just
you
dead.
Spend the rest of the movie wishing he was dead.
Oh, that's right. That's what my mom said about Moulin Rouge.
Yes. She was so excited when Nicole Kidman finally died.
She's like, God, about time.
She hated her so much.
That's funny. Well, that's kind of how I felt when E.T., when E.T. got all white and fell into the drainage ditch, I was thinking, fucking hey, finally. I was so sick of that little fucking thing. And how old was I when that came out?
Not very old.
Not very old. I was so tired of that alien. I was like, fine, die and end the movie now so I can go the hell home. Because this is pissing me off. And then, miraculously revived.
Because wasn't that 83? And you're the same age as me, aren't
you? Yeah. Well, I was full of hate from a long time ago back. But yeah, I hated
that
little
fucking alien.
I did. I mean, it was funny when he got drunk, but it's like, can he stay drunk the whole movie, please? Because this is great, bumping into shit. But now, he's got to.
That's the sequel.
Yeah, he's like touching shit and glowing, and it's like, this is boring. Fuck this. He's finally going to die. Great. Good. E.T.'s going to die. And then he came back, and he rode the bike and shit. It's like, oh, that's so cheesy.
I remember them
being so. But it's given the Family Guy a couple good bits.
When I have something to say, you just keep talking.
That's my deal, man. That's I got the radar for that.
No, I remember when I was in school, when E.T. was going to be coming out and they were hyping it up and everything, there was actually a contest of some sort that the schools were involved in.
Yeah.
And, really? Yeah. And I can't remember exactly what it was because I'm so fucking old, but it was interesting and we were really looking forward to it. And I remember not being that impressed when I saw it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think part of the problem was that it sucked. And the bigger problem was that it sucked really bad. That's just my opinion.
Well, I enjoyed it.
And then...
Well, that's
it
okay.
It was not my favorite movie. It's not something I hate.
That's
I
more...
Well, obviously,
that's
because
more
you don't hate anything.
Alley.
And no, I do favorites. Hate. I do hate. I don't have a number
then let's
one
hear it.
Favorite.
Yeah, I want to hear your hate, dude. That's what
I mean, God, there's a movie Private called Ryan. Ichi the Killer.
Oh, you don't like that?
Oh, God, that...
That was pretty messed up.
Yeah, I just...
Well, yeah, of course, it's violent and bloody.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you didn't like it. What about...
Wait, you ever? Stop. Did you see the movie Glory?
Yes.
You were
didn't hate it.
You didn't hate it? How could you not
wouldn't
hate it?
Wouldn't go see it again.
I was about to say, that's probably not your
go-to. That's about where I stand for a lot of things. Didn't hate it. That's just wouldn't go see it again.
That's the Matthew Broderick
yeah.
one, right?
Okay. Yeah, where he commands the Black Regiment. Yeah.
I haven't
Didn't much care for his character, like the Morgan Freeman one.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
I miss my friend. I just think of Morgan Freeman from Shawshank Redemption, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So what a neighbor.
There's a lot of movies that I liked, and I won't get on video because I liked it that one time, and I don't want to ruin that.
Man, you are just weird.
Hold up, wait. Hello, Pot. This is Kettle Black.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying, is I'm like the opposite extreme. If I liked a movie, I'll get it on DVD, even if I never wind up watching it again. I just want to have it. Well, because who knows?
You're the bone collector.
Somebody might come in.
You're like a serial killer who takes souvenirs from his victims.
Yeah, I'm the movie killer.
Well, like the Book of Eli. Has anybody seen the Book of Eli?
I haven't seen that one yet. It looks good. But.
A movie that I really enjoyed, and I probably wouldn't go see again because I don't want to ruin that one experience for me. I really liked it.
It was
fun. Unbreakable, I could own.
What about Leon the Professional?
Oh, see, Unbreakable?
That's awesome.
Something. I hated that movie.
It's a comic book. I'm a geek.
I know.
Wait, stop. You agree with him.
I agree. I thought Unbreakable was shit.
Oh, good. Oh, wait. Hold up. All right.
Ding, ding, ding again. Gotta get faster, man. Faster.
I know. Well, it's first shows, you know? I'm not there yet.
I'm a comic book guy. That's why I liked it. But it was
he is one of the biggest geeks I know.
That's the reason. I'm a geek. But that's
there's no comment.
So what did you hate most about that? Translate.
It seemed, I don't know,
slow.
I'm not slow. It was the concept. I'm not as big into comic books, but when you have somebody who has a superpower, their arch nemesis being the absolute opposite of them and being this, you know, basically you give them a good thump in the forehead and he'll break into a million pieces.
Everybody has to have an Achilles heel.
And that's what makes him, but he's the thinker. He's the one that plots and set all of it up to try to locate his.
The Joker doesn't have great little toys. He comes up with a plan to have other people do his shit. And the Batman has to go through them. So, once again, an opposite. I've got a lot of toys. Where does he get those great toys? You know, type of thing. Because I don't have that.
You know, and I have to say that I did watch that Dark Knight. And you, Heather, had been saying how great that dead kid was in the role.
He was amazing.
And I have to agree that nobody's ever played the role of the Joker better. But on top of that, I don't think I've ever seen anybody immerse themselves in a role and make me just absolutely love a character so painfully evil.
Yeah.
They just should have redubbed all Christian Bale's lines.
I could give a crap about Batman. I wanted the Joker to succeed.
Is that bat? The only time Batman was cool was when he was on that bike and he hit the wall and turned around on the wall. That was the only time I went, whoa, that was cool. But everything else was all about the Joker.
Yeah.
Agreed.
See him. You want to see a magic trick?
Yeah.
God, I love that.
It's gone.
Well, and my favorite line from the whole movie, the whole entire movie, that one little line, hi.
It was amazing to me because, I've never watched a movie with a character that was so much more of a badass, but yet believably. Mm-hmm. So it's like, where did he come from?
He was just psychotic.
Yeah, where did he come from? How did he become what he became? It doesn't matter. he's unstoppable, and I like him. I really, in fact, I had to pause the movie after the magic trick scene and turn to my wife and say, I really, really like this guy. I really like this guy. I don't know why, but I want him to succeed. Yep. And you knew he wouldn't because he's the bad guy.
Exactly.
So that's crap. I'm always rooting for the bad guys,
though. Me too. Like, I was just just talking about Public Enemies. I was rooting for Dillinger. I was pissed when they shot him. I knew he was going
to
be shot.
But you knew he had to die.
I was actually surprised that Jen wanted to go see that movie and liked it so much. Yeah, yeah. We both really liked that movie. That was good.
I haven't seen it. See, not a surprise. I don't see too many movies. The last movie I saw in the theater was Sherlock Holmes.
Good movie.
I liked it a lot. Movie.
Very visually appealing.
Haven't seen it yet.
It depends on what you like, but I found it to be great. The Sherlock Holmes character is a lot more of a badass.
It's definitely on my to-do list. I'm a big Robert Downey Jr. fan, so.
Yeah. Well, and he's great in the role. He really is. Yeah. So
Iron Man 2, looking forward to it.
We won't spoil anything. Don't want to spoil anything, but there is this thing that they do in the movie where he plans out what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. And when you get to that point, if you do see the movie, you'll realize why I like it.
See, and that's one that we'll be buying. I know we will.
Yeah.
Because we loved it so much. And yet, Justin will never see it again.
No, I haven't.
Because he doesn't want to ruin it.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it. Okay.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, plan it as a good time so that you can enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and there are Justin movies that my friends have finally realized, okay, Justin will like this or he won't like this. And Taken, Justin movie. Big time
I
Justin
did not
movie.
See it. Heather
that
saw
was,
it. But
the,
I
yeah, I really
the,
liked that
the
one.
Bad guys got what was coming to them.
You love Justin.
Hard. The good guys won. The good guys lived. And we were happy. And the end was all good.
So
and,
you wouldn't like Marley and Me movie. Then, right?
Marley and Me? Oh, no, because the dog dies.
The dog dies.
We don't
fuck the dog
that.
Dies.
Oh, wait.
See, we should have brought Jordan here for the sound effects.
Spoiler. The dog.
Sorry, the dog. Well, I saw somebody had taken a bus bench poster in LA of Marley and Me and just spray painted across it. The dog dies. I was like, I don't have to see it. Good. I'm good. So
have you ever seen Payback? Bruce Willis.
No. But one somebody said one. That it's a Justin movie.
Yeah, I think you might like that. Mm.
Okay.
Although nobody in it is good.
We've given you a lot of time to think, and I think you've wasted it.
Yeah, but I was thinking about what everybody was talking about.
Right, but your least favorite movies.
Meatballs.
Okay.
I can say that.
I don't know. I really don't know.
But going
anything
off
I
of
haven't
Meatballs,
bought.
I'm sure that gives us an idea of what he doesn't like.
Porky's.
He wouldn't like.
Actually, Porky's was... Merely adequate. I like the
merely adequate.
Merely adequate.
I love how you have so many levels of like.
Yeah, it had its moments, I guess. But
Hot Dog, the movie.
No, hated it.
That's what I think. It's like it's Colin's not to do list.
The second Caddyshack. Well, I don't think that there's anybody really like that one.
No, but I like the first Caddyshack.
There was a second Caddyshack,
and I don't like golf. So there was. There was like, a Caddyshack too, but it's.
It's like Slapshot 2. I'm not going to watch that.
You wouldn't want to watch that.
But Slapshot,
or Highlander 2.
But fuck. Slapshot, the movie, maybe one of the best films ever made.
Yep. I really like Slapshot. I'm not a sports person, so.
Yeah. It's great. It's funny. It's hilarious.
On Netflix.
Finally crafted.
On Netflix.
You've never seen Slapshot?
Never seen it.
Have you seen Slapshot?
I have not.
Oh, you got to do it. You got to see Slapshot.
It's good.
It's going on Netflix.
Even if whether you like hockey or you don't, it doesn't matter. Slapshot will crack you up.
Oh. Yeah.
Actually, big hockey fan.
Well, if you're a big hockey fan and you haven't seen Slapshot, what are you doing?
Watching games.
Well,
that's true. That is almost all year, isn't it?
Take a break from watching games, and you got to see. It's a pilgrimage for any hockey fan. Essentially, you have to see Slapshot, and you'll appreciate it when you
follow it up with Ice Castles
on the list.
Yeah. No. What's that one where the ex Blackhawk has to turn to figure skating? That's not Ice Castles. It's
I don't know.
It's
they've made it's like
shitty.
Seven of them.
It's shitty. I'll tell you that. But no, don't watch that. Mystery Alaska is a decent hockey movie.
Oh,
decent,
and Miracle.
But Miracle I liked a lot. I like Mystery Alaska, but unfortunately, I fall into the trap where I always fall into anything that I'm big into, and I see a movie, I always check, I find the continuity errors, and they piss me off. In the final scene where he shoots, the goalie's in one position, then he's diving, then he's still diving, then he... It's like he's defeated gravity in that final scene, and it's the worst continuity error of anything I've ever seen. It's so painful to watch.
Replacements. I could watch that over and over.
With Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Actually, not a bad movie.
I liked that. I really, really liked
it. I don't know if
that
I've seen it.
The best, it was a good movie.
One of the best football movies, I think,
he's
of all time.
Weedy.
One of the best football movies of all time, I think, is Necessary Roughness. Did you see that?
Yes.
That was good.
I think it was good. Well, of course, the same generation, so yeah. it might be generational. Have you seen Disorganized Crime?
No.
Okay. You got to see Disorganized Crime.
Have you seen The Burbs?
The Burbs!
See, I told you they give me shit for that. My favorite movie ever. Stop. I'll let you give me shit after I say it.
Once again,
I've said it before, I'll say it again. My favorite movie of all times is The Burbs.
I like The Burbs. I wouldn't call it my favorite, but I like it. It's fun.
Go ahead, Colin.
It has moments, but it had no script.
It had a script.
I tried to find it online, and I couldn't find the script for The Burbs.
Tom Hanks, that was a while ago, but character ever.
It was a finely crafted farcical romp.
It was adequate.
Farcical romp.
It was a rollicking good time.
It was adequate.
It made me want to live on Mayfield Place. Okay, shut up. That's what I like. One of the best lines, there's these people in my parents' house, and they're eating all our food. He's trying to stall the cops. Fine.
I'm sorry.
Fine.
Well, let me throw one out.
Go ahead.
Guilty pleasures.
I won't even say that The Burbs is a guilty pleasure for me. Titanic would be more of a guilty pleasure as much as you've impugned it.
Guilty pleasure.
But we'll start with you, smart guy. What's your guilty pleasure?
All right.
As far as movies, just movies. We're not talking about anything else you do.
Yeah.
All right. The Princess Bride.
Love it. Love it.
Could watch
you feel
over
guilty
and over.
About that?
What? I'm not guilty about that at all.
That's a
not
great
something
movie.
You want to be hanging out with your buddies watching the football.
Inconceivable!
You know that.
Did I make it clear that your job is at stake?
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. It's terrible.
And I've
awesome.
Watched it with buddies.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I mean, totally. I don't have any problem with that one. I mean, as far as guilty pleasure, I'll freely admit to anybody that I love that
movie. So you found people that you can be yourself with.
All right. Next on the list, Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah. Well then.
Hate it, Dad.
Hey, Jason. You can always watch Princess Bride with me, baby.
You bring the popcorn. I'll bring the love.
I'll bring the tissues.
Okay, so that's your guilty pleasure then. Justin, what's yours?
Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
All right. Cool, good enough. I've not seen it, but it's got great press.
I've seen it.
I know you have. All right, I know you have.
On it.
You.
Oh, those lesbians. They get so much done in a day.
I don't have a movie that I feel bad for watching. I don't. I mean, if I like...
No, feel bad for liking.
For liking. That's
for
what I meant.
Loving, even.
I don't really think I do. I mean, The Little Mermaid.
How is that possible? Obviously.
The Little Mermaid. Do you remember Jose Amador that we were in the AVP program with? And
yes.
How much he was, he had this inordinate love for Ariel.
Really? That's
really creepy. Yeah. So much so that we both remember 20 years later.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
Off the subject, I actually had found a sheet of paper that you drew back then.
Not surprised.
That had caricatures of just about everybody in the class.
Oh, you should have brought it.
I had meant to. And
that would have been so much more fun.
It blew me away.
Yeah. I'm sure they were playing on everybody's weakness because I'm evil.
In that vein, I was cleaning out a whole bunch of boxes from the our craft room.
Yeah.
And I found a want ads you did. Springs Radio want ads.
Oh, yeah. You know, I used to make fun of Scott a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. Good. I meant to bring as well.
See. All this meant to.
Yes.
And not a lot of do.
Sorry.
So, Colin.
Not a lot of do.
So, Colin, guilty pleasure.
I really don't know. Maybe Cannibal the Musical.
You know, that was in the back of my mind because I've got that too. I think I turned you on to it.
No, I turned you on to it.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember.
Please, come on.
Well, that's
I'm
right.
The one that
that's
comes
right.
up with the weird shit.
You're right. I'm sorry. So. I've seen it. Yeah, it's terrible. But for some reason,
it has moments of.
Have you heard of Cannibal the Musical? It was Trey Parker and Matt Stone's student film. It's at Colorado. University of Colorado.
I'd actually be interested
it's
to see that.
It's about Alfred Packer.
Yeah, it's about Alfred Packer. It's not, I mean, it's a student film.
Right.
Fudge
but,
Packer.
Yeah, Fudge Packer. but it's got this guy that owned, it's a Japanese guy that owned a sushi place in Boulder as the Indian.
Yeah. And the Indians are all ninjas.
We Indians?
It's hilarious.
it's just funny. I mean, it's terrible and it's poorly crafted. It's a student film, but
it is
funny.
Their roots.
Yeah, so it's Trey Parker and Matt Stone's roots before all of the South Park.
I'm
before
gonna have to check that out. The name again?
Cannibal the Musical. Musical.
I'll tell you what. Musical. I will send you home with it. All you right. borrow it, and then that means you'll have to come back and do another show.
All
when
right,
you return
you
it.
Bet.
So yeah, that's kind of like Collateral. That's my way of making you come back. So guilty pleasure for me.
Orgasm.
Pretty exciting, huh? Does that make your empty, godless life more worth living?
Penn and Teller get killed.
Oh. But that's not a guilty pleasure. That's obscure, but...
Penn and Teller get killed. No, it's guilty because I think it's one of the best movies ever.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen it?
Yes. Not one of the best movies.
See, come on.
No, it's great. It's great. Just great. There's
fun.
A lot of good about it.
It's enjoyable, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a best movie.
That's okay.
Okay, well, there you go. You're guilty.
See, that's why it's the
but
guilty
that's why
pleasure.
He gets guilty.
Yeah, see, because I knew at least one person in the room would be like, you're a dork.
Well, Orgasmo.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. That's great.
That movie was hilarious.
Guilty pleasure.
it's so over the top, but yeah.
Oh, my God. You don't know what that is? What? Where are you from? Oh, I'm from...
Dr. Horrible.
Why don't you say
Dr. Horrible?
Well, not because I'm...
It's hers.
Well, I didn't know if it would be considered a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, because it's shit.
Derek doesn't like it, but it's really good. No, it's
wait, say it again.
Dr. Horrible. Well, those kids know
Dr.
nothing.
Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
It was great.
It's
awesome.
It was. There was one line. One line that made me laugh.
The hammer?
One. Yeah.
By the way, penis. The hammer is my penis.
Which is also, whatever it was. I can't remember. Nah, it wasn't even that good.
These are not the hammer. And then he walked away. But then,
he comes
come back,
back.
And explain it. The hammer is my penis.
Guy's name's Captain Hammer. I don't know. It was. I assume you're not familiar with it at all.
Joss Whedon.
She forced me to watch it on Christmas, like a year ago or more.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't.
Wouldn't it be more?
Christmas, it was the, year
the Christmas
before.
The yeah, Christmas that's before. Why I said more than a year ago or like a year ago.
Yeah.
When I say like, it's more.
Okay.
Joss Whedon just has this way of, oh, you like this character? Okay, I'm gonna kill her.
Yeah. No, right? God,
Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
You write a good story, but then, oh no, oh no. This character you like? No.
Well, fuck you!
Oh, yeah, Joss Whedon.
I heard you use that clip on your show, so I was like, that's my homage to you. Yeah. The show has stopped. Wait.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, wow.
Dead silence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Hold it. What the hell is that shit?
Help! I'm being repressed.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Are we live?
Yeah.
See, we never have to have dead air again.
Yeah.
Yay.
Now you just need Spanish Inquisition. Nobody expects this.
Oh, man, I had that loaded and I took it out.
Yeah, because nobody expected it.
I know, see? And then some people started expecting it, and I was like, shit, you know, so, yeah. So where were we? You brought up Guilty Pleasures, and I think we've gone through. Did you ever finish the list of movies that you hated? Probably,
is there an end?
Yeah, yeah. This is just never
ending. They escape me. I'm trying to forget them, and you're asking me to remove them.
It's like Derek loves... springing shit on people.
I do. That's my
shit springing.
You. The least favorite movie is the only movie that I've ever actually stopped. I was watching on video and I just got up, stopped it, returned it to the video store. Was The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Really?
See, I actually liked that.
I enjoyed it too.
Unredeemably bad.
I like everything that those guys have done.
But see, I like Bill Murray. And I was just like, wow, this. I mean, maybe I was in a bad mood that week. I don't know. But it wasn't tracking. With me. It's just not...
Portuguese, David Bowie. I mean,
sorry. I was just like, wow, this is. I mean, maybe it started. Did it start slow? Because it felt slow. It felt way slow. Did it ever get any better?
It started.
It's an artsy movie. You can't.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
non-traditional.
And then Sideways. Sideways, I stopped, and then I felt bad, and I actually went back and finished it, and I felt worse. Sideways was horrible because it was like, it was set on the box. Comedy of the year, funniest movie of the year. And I never laughed. Not once.
You're a rough crowd.
Comedy? Comedy should make me laugh, dude.
He doesn't like Dane Cook, then.
He doesn't like Mr. Show.
Yeah.
I tried Mr. Show. I do like Mr. Show. I just had to turn that off.
You only started the first episode. They got better. It got better.
Just like us. We've gotten better.
Sure. And actually, I remembered the movie that I'll never finish watching. I just had enough of it. Kingpin.
Yeah.
You know, I never saw it. Mm. I only recently saw The Big Lebowski.
After he has oral sex with his landlady, that skanky woman, and he's thrown up in the bathroom, that's where I stopped. And I have never returned to that.
So skanky woman oral sex is where you stop. Picking up arms is where you stop. Love stories is where you stop.
Well, actually, Deep Roy was where he stopped.
That's right. Squirrels. I'm sorry.
Squirrels and Deep Roy.
Squirrels touching nuts and self-replicating midgets. Are your
self-replicating Indian midgets?
Oh yeah. Shit! Fuck! I would be out too. I'm out. and you what makes? I mean, clowns. We know you hate clowns.
Right.
Pennywise.
No. Oh, so it.
Oh my. We
all float down here.
Oh, that was creepy, but I watched it. Oh yeah.
Wait! You sounded like you were really getting into that. hey, Justin, tell it slow.
Yeah, baby, I watched that clown. Yeah, those teeth. Those are creepy teeth. Teeth that was creepy.
Bought himself a pair of big shoes. Some makeup.
Coming down here, we float down here, baby. Yeah, oh, floating.
Sorry. You know, you really sounded like you were like, yeah.
Like there's, I'll be right back.
Gotta take some private time. So
you said you only recently saw Big Lebowski. What'd you think of that?
I love the Coen brothers.
Exactly.
I liked it a lot. It was weird, but I liked it a lot. I mean, there were some scenes in there that was just like, what's this have to do with anything?
That is the correct response.
But, love the movie. Yeah. I like that whole, what I love most about, I love that fourth wall coming down. Like, where did the narrator, you know, what was his gig? You know, but why question it? Go with it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff like that I just love. And then I'll show my wife and she's like, so wait, what?
I'm supposed to have liked
and
this?
I'm with you. I love the Coen brothers, every movie they've made, and this one would make my bad list. I might catch some bullets for this one. I hated No Country for Old Men.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I liked the movie, and I loved the character Anton Chigurh. I mean, maybe this total badass. I mean, another, yeah. You know, where did he come from? Where did he go? But the movie didn't end. I was pissed.
Yes, exactly.
I was pissed because it's like, where was the ending? God damn you. You're leaving me with all these questions, Coen brothers.
Remember you said that after Dr. Horrible. I have to think about movies when they're done and they need endings and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, that one.
I mean, no, I like the movie, but there was a lot about it. I can see why you might not like it. Because
it was just that. It was the ending. There was, wait, what? What just happened?
Exactly.
Is there more?
You're left with that.
You watch the whole credits.
They're missing
you might
reel.
Get a little
but
snippet at the end that might explain some things.
They kind of did that also with Burn After Reading.
I didn't like that movie.
You know, I liked it, I liked it because of Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt may be one of the best actors of our time.
He's awesome.
He's versatile. He's funny.
Fight Club.
I haven't seen Fight Club.
Inglorious Bastards.
Haven't seen it yet. Don't spoil it for me.
I won't.
That's so good.
Because I want really to is. And I will.
The Nazis lose.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, okay.
Did you just say you'd never seen Fight Club?
I've never seen Fight Club.
Why are you here?
I have stuff. What is it you told me? I have stuff to do.
You're unemployed.
It is more work being unemployed than being employed.
I know.
What have I been doing? I've been working at two different jobs like all freaking week.
I know.
Half of the time I've been spending with you.
No, I wouldn't even say half of the time. Not one of the times you replaced me because I wasn't there.
That's true. I sat at your desk.
I know.
I farted in your chair. So, and then I ate a lot. I ate like a whole, like, I ate a case of chili dogs. And I threw up on your keyboard.
I recorded it.
Yeah.
That's actually M. Dung throwing up after eating 20 chili dogs.
Really?
He threw up on the air when he was on WEHB.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Back 20 in the chili dogs.
Wow. Yeah. That didn't sound like chili dogs.
Okay.
It wasn't chili dogs. It was vomit.
What did it
sound out of chili dogs?
Yeah. Do you tell me what it sounded like? Carrots?
I just wanted to say
it was
say
more
that.
Squishy than...
Yeah.
So you catch the aroma.
I didn't hear the hot dogs. Although it's actually, I got pretty sick of hot dogs a while ago, and I just won't eat them anymore. I can't do it.
That's the reason I can't eat Starburst jelly beans. Starburst jelly beans, man.
Really? That's interesting.
I ate a whole bag and threw
You've
up.
Given him ammunition. He knows what to do now.
Yeah.
To ward you off.
I've got the jelly bean. Come no closer.
No, I mean, I'll knock him out of your hand and kick your ass. I just won't eat him.
Just chew him up in your mouth and show him to him.
Yeah, like seafood?
Yeah, feed me like a baby bird. No. So that's gross.
Out of all the stuff that we've done.
Yeah, I know. That's gross.
Yeah, but that's gross. Yeah. So, you know what this is? This is an hour show.
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels like we've gone a little over.
Been here for a while.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Wise when you're having fun.
That's a present to our fans.
It is. Our fans.
We're sorry.
Yes.
That was.
You waited all this time.
You waited all this time. And you got to hear us ramble for an entire hour. On the Son of Cheese half hour, whole hour power hour.
Yay.
And hopefully you didn't turn us off.
Well.
Or walk away.
But see, that's the great thing. It's an on-demand kind of medium. So if they want to walk away, we'll never know.
That's true.
So, in fact, I won't even know how many people listen unless they contact me, which you should do.
Yes.
Facebook me. If
Send us ideas for shows.
Help us.
Yeah, exactly.
Help us, God.
I still think we should do another drunk show.
Oh, shit. I meant to do that today.
Really?
I meant
this early in the morning. You wanted to get drinking. Okay.
There is.
Oh, that's right. You're unemployed.
It's never too early. I was even gonna break out the expensive shit. Oh well, maybe next time. This is Derek Knight from SetOfCheese.com, Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com joined us.
Take care, everyone.
My sister Heather from Medit Spam.
Bye.
Justin Carmichael, who's big in Japan.
Shalom, my peeps.
And Jason Ozant once again joined us from RedRumRadio.com.
Check it out.
Indeed. We'll see you back again when we decide to do another show.